This is Jeremy Scheib with KCNI Public Affairs, and I thank you for joining me for a conversation with Kevin Lindley, who's been working diligently to put together the Custer County Car Show, this Custer County Classic Car Show in year number
two
coming back. And I know we talked in the lobby, but not on the air, well over a month ago about this, and sounded like things were coming together well then, and now here we are. It's the week of the show.
It is. Pretty excited about it. So.
Great. Well, let's first talk about the trophies that you brought with you. A couple of beautiful trophies from Sand Hills Custom Creations. And you were telling me a little bit about the process for determining the winners of those trophies. Kind of a cool concept. Explain that for our listeners, if you would.
Well, what the plan is to have the general public... First off, there's no charge for the general public to show up, look at the cars, grab a ballot from somebody that's going to be wearing a blue shirt on that day, write your choices down. It's going to be a top 10 vote. And then the car that ends up with the greatest number of votes will be the best to show. So they'll get the bigger trophy. There'll be 10 other small trophies awarded to the top 10 as of a people's choice. So
I really like the idea because it gives everyone looks at cars differently. What I like might be different than what you like or might be different from what Dave likes. This is just a way for all the cars that enter to have a shot at getting one of those trophies to take home. And when the general public looks at it, they might like something different than maybe a car enthusiast would like. So very cool idea.
And we're going to shut off the voting at 2 o'clock so we have a chance to get votes tallied. And then somewhere between 2:30 and 3, we'll make the awards. And it's just going to be, I look forward to it. It's going to be a fun time, I think.
Yeah, it should be a lot of car shows are fun because they're nice and relaxing. You can look at all the details of the car, and I'm sure you have people that they spend 20 minutes at every car talking to each of the guys that brings their cars. Or, you know, you got people that come through and they just want to sit on a blanket in the park and enjoy the day looking at the beautiful cars from that angle. So we're talking about Saturday, folks. This is from 10 until 3 at the Square in Broken Bow. $20 registration, and all proceeds support the Custer County Museum. I think that's a very important thing that we mentioned here early in our conversation. This is a fundraiser.
It is. I'm on the museum board. I got asked to do that a couple of years ago, and been good for me. It gives me an opportunity to understand how things are working at the museum and just gives me an opportunity to give back. So
great. Well, there's a lot of history in this county, and we really depend on the museum to obviously keep us informed of that history. And they offer a lot of resources that I think that many people aren't aware of. They can help you track down family lineage, things like that. So we want to be able to keep that museum going, and things like this car show are opportunities for us to help do that. When we talked a little over a month ago, you had mentioned some other things that were going on to help with the fundraising, maybe a raffle, and then a lunch as well happening.
Yes. I talked with, got a lot of sponsors. They donated items, and we're going to raffle those off. It's going to be $1 a piece for the ticket. You walk over to the raffle table, drop it in whichever raffle you want to get into, and the end of the day, we'll draw for those. Really would like to have everybody kind of stick around because we're not going to have people fill out. It's going to be, you need to be present to win.
Sure.
You know, may or may not be a good thing, but we're going to try it, see how it works. Mm-hmm. So, and then the lunch, there's going to be a hamburger, chips, and a drink for $5. That will actually take place inside the museum. You can come out and complete your ballot or just sit in the park and enjoy. We're also going to have music going on that day, courtesy of KCNI KBBN, and it's going to be an enjoyable time.
Well, and it looked, the last time I looked at the weather anyway, it looked like it'll be a nice day on Saturday. So you've got that going for you too.
81 is what I saw. So
compared to the day that 90s. We're recording this, that will feel nice.
To it, say will. The least. It will.
Well, folks, $20 registration to bring your car. And I know you always encourage people, hey, if it's something you want to enter and you want to show it off, do it. And whether it's your first car show or your 100th, you always start somewhere. And this is a great car show to get started with.
It is. We had 42 cars last year. We expanded our advertising, got a lot more sponsors. Every trophy got sponsored. So we didn't have any expense trophy-wise. And really appreciate those guys. So if you want, I can read off
yeah,
a list
yeah,
of that.
Certainly.
Trophy sponsors include Power Solutions, Gateway Motors, Ranchland Ford, V-Bar Trailer Sales, Trotter Service, Evans Feed, Overnight Auto, Bruning Bank, First Interstate Bank, WinQuest Incorporated, and CarQuest Auto Parts. And some of our other sponsors include Culligan, Mills Hardware, RT Ace Hardware, Garrett Tires, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Custer Public Power, Nebraska State Bank, James Bump Markham, Squire's Septic Service, Grocery Cart, Dairy Queen, and Runza. A lot of them just donated small items that we could put in what's known as a goodie bag. Every entrant, whether you bring one car or two or three, will get a bag per vehicle.
Great.
So,
and all kinds of variety of things in there, from coupons to all sorts of things. Things that you can use right away and things that you can eat that are delicious. So, good deal.
So, it's like I said, it's going to be fun. I encourage everybody to come out. I'm being optimistic. I'm hoping for 100 cars.
I was going to ask if you wanted to put a number on it, but 100 is a good number. To get to triple digits would be awesome. So help them hit that number, folks. If you've got a car in your garage, just wash it off. I mean, put some elbow grease into it if you want, but it's about showing it off. You know what? Cars that are driven are fine, too. That's what they're meant to do. They're cars. So bring them on down to the Custer County Classic Car Show. Again, it's going on Saturday. $20 registration, and the show is from 10 to 3. They've got raffles. They've got people choice trophies. They've got those goodie bags. They've got food. Kind of checked all the boxes. I know it's been a lot of work for you, Kevin, but it's probably exciting to be in the week of it. And whether you're ready or not, it's going to be here, and you just go for it.
It's going to happen. Just a quick note, registration's going to open at 8 o'clock. So
okay.
Gives us a couple hours to get things registered, and it gets a little hectic at that time, but it is what it is. So
there you go. So, there will be cars kind of motoring around in the early morning hours of Saturday as well. And I know there will be some crazy day sales down there on the square continuing that day too. So lots of hustle and bustle down there, and the square is the place to be on Saturday.
Yeah, it is. And if you're down there, look at the cars, go in and catch up with all the businesses and buy stuff from them and just enjoy the day.
And vote for your favorite cars. Make sure to do that.
Definitely.
There's no pressure on you. You don't have to be a car expert. Judge it in your eyes as you like it. And just go from there.
If you like yellow cars, fine. If you like red ones or if you like unfinished ones, and we encourage people to bring those too, because it gives you an idea of what people go through to make these cars look nice.
Yes, it's a heck of a lot of work, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Well, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
Again, folks, the Custer County Classic Car Show this Saturday, $20 registration if you want to enter. Otherwise, it's free for you to go and look and judge the cars. 10 to 3 registration, going to get started around 8 o'clock. Again, this is all happening at the Square in Broken Bow. I'm Jeremy Scheib for KCNI Public Affairs.